Lemuel Gulliver loves adventures and travels. Constantly embarks on ships to explore new places. Once, his ship sinks during a storm. Gulliver swims to save himself, but a huge wave pushes him deeper into the sea. Fortunately, he survives and washes up on an island shore. He falls asleep, and when he wakes up, he is tied to the sand. Next to him is a tiny man who observes him with curiosity.
"Giant," he says, "what are you looking for on the island of Lilliputians?"
Gulliver explains that his ship sank and doesn't know where he is. The tiny man believes what he says, and together with other tiny people, carry him to the king. They cross the city, and all the tiny people gather to see the giant who arrived in Lilliput. The king, after observing and listening carefully to Gulliver, lets him stay. However, they transfer Gulliver in an abandoned temple and put an iron ball on his right foot. The Lilliputians take care of Gulliver and bring him food every day. Gulliver tells them funny stories and lifts them up to see the view. In time, Gulliver gains their trust and begins to walk free in the town. One day, the tiny people of the rival island Blefusk attack Lilliput. Gulliver immediately heads to the shore to help the Lilliputians. He gets inside the sea and catches the rival ships with a rope and carries them to the shore. The king, however, asks Gulliver to go to Blefusk and bring the rest of them. Gulliver thinks that it's unfair and refuses to do it. The king gets mad and accuses him of treason. Gulliver escapes to Blefusk by swimming in the sea. The king of Blefusk welcomes Gulliver and lets him stay. The next day, Gulliver sees a boat floating near the shore. Gulliver, with the king's permission and the help of the fleet, repairs the boat. In a week, the boat is ready to bring Gulliver back to his homeland. Gulliver thanks the Blefuscudians and begins his journey.